Okay, Erev Shabbos, we're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Pekudei. The Parsha begins with an accounting of all the materials used in the Mishkan. 29 kikars and 730 shekels of gold was used. A kikar is 3,000 shekels. Shekels here refers to shekel HaKodesh, holy shkalim, different than the shekels we use nowadays. 100 kikars and 1,775 shkalim of silver was used. The 100 kikars were used to make the adonim, the sockets of the Mishkan. The remaining 1,775 were used for the hooks of the pillars. 70 kikars and 2,400 shekels of copper was used for the Mizbech, its kalim, and more. The Parsha then describes the Big Day Kahuna, the Ephah, the Chosh, and Me'il, Katainas, and Tzitz. Moshe Rabbeinu inspected everything after it was made. It was exactly as Hashem had said, and Moshe blessed everyone. Hashem then commanded Moshe to set up the Mishkan on the first of Nisan and told him what should be done with Aaron and his sons at its inauguration. Moshe Rabbeinu did so. He set up the Mishkan, lit the Menorah, burned the Ketairos, and placed all the Kalim where they belonged. Hashem's Shechina filled the Mishkan, which was evidenced by a cloud covering it. As long as the cloud was there, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go inside. When the cloud lifted, that was a sign for the Bnei Israel to travel. During the day, there was a cloud, and night, there was a fire for everyone to see. With this, we finish Sefer Shmois, Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazek. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.